Hey there, I just wanted to take a moment real quick and check to see if you know if you are registered to vote. Now more than ever, it's so important for us to vote our conscious vote, what we want, and make sure that we're actually registered. So in the show notes below, I have a link to find out if you are registered. I have another link for expats just like me. If you are overseas, you need to register to vote as an overseas voter. So that link is also in there. Also, there's a couple other links, like you need to know who your elected officials are. We got that link as well. And lastly, we also put a link for Planned Parenthood. So if you need to get involved, as many of us do, and we just feel a little helpless right now, you can actually click on that link and it will show you how you can get involved locally. So these links are vital for us, vital for our future. Take a moment and click through. We need to be all in this together and definitely do our part, vote what we need to vote, and go for it. Go ahead and show your voice. This is an important time for us. It's a historical time for us. We have to register to vote. Hey there. So I am doing a little bit of an experimentation and I'm going to be recording some of the podcasts that I'm doing because I need to get out there a little bit more and show who I am. So in this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about performance gap. Now, performance gap is what we call at our Social Global Grind agency, which is a social media agency. We help small to medium businesses really get in front of social media. So one of the things in the pieces that we've thought we would do a podcast on was that performance gap and what are those things that people either seem to miss when they're trying to do it themselves or when they come to the table trying to create all of this new sort of content. So when it comes to like creating a lot of that social media stuff and making sure that you don't fall into the wayside of either getting really overwhelmed or you're not sure exactly what to post, we sort of narrow it down to like the four basic principles of it. And, you know, one of the first questions that you want to ask yourself is, are you everywhere? And not only are you on Instagram, but are you on LinkedIn as well? And we'll dive in a little bit more into that at the end. But the top four is that. That's the first one. Are you everywhere? Are you on LinkedIn in particular? The second one is, are you using SEO social merging principles? And well, if you don't know anything about that, we're going to actually show you what that is in this particular podcast, in this video as well. So the other third one is, are you consistent? So this is probably my hardest thing to achieve as a business owner. You know, are you consistent? Are you able to actually pull up all of that social media pieces? And it really is nice to have a social media agency that can actually help you with that. Sometimes I forget I own a social media agency and I drop off the face of the earth. And I'm like, oh yeah, we didn't do any content. Oh, I know. I'll just get the people that work with me to do it. And that was probably a transition we did about a year and a half ago. And we now have consistent social media content, which is amazing. And it was so funny. It was under my nose the whole time, but it was like that old adage of like, have you ever seen the housekeeper's house? You know, you go in and it's totally messy. Sometimes my house got really messy and I needed to clean it up as well. So that was one of the things that we thought was really prevalent is like, you know, is that social media from a small business, are they consistent? Are they posting anywhere from 2 to 3 times a week and then gauge it from there? The fourth one is, are you engaged it with an educated social media agency or an educated social media management type firm? And this is important because we'll actually get into it, but this is always my thing that I get like really antsy about when somebody says to me, oh yeah, I got my nephew who knows everything about social media and he's doing it for us. And I'm like, so what's his background on social media? It's like, oh, well, you know, he's young and he knows everything about the TikToks and the Instagrams. And you're like, wow. Okay. So a couple of things, your, teenager that you're employing for this, we need to hold up and we actually need to gauge to see how much he does or she does know, and figure out if this is the right thing for you. So it's like, you know, you're handing over your brand reputation to somebody who may have not and probably has not had the learned experience from either a corporate background or from your business brand perspective. And you just gave them the keys to your branding car. And I'm really worried. But we'll talk a little bit more about that and how we can actually help you with that. So the first thing is, are you everywhere? Are you using social media merging methods? And so I mentioned LinkedIn earlier. LinkedIn is absolutely incredible. It is the most used or the only social platform that where the audience is actively wants to connect with you and do business. It's more transparent than any other social media platform out there in just those bits. So they're really there to show up to find out how they can connect with you and possibly network and see where they can go for the next step. So this is a perfect space for repetitiously talking about your why do you do what you do, and really drill in why you do what you do so that you correlate, oh, well, this is what I want to be known for. So if I keep talking about what we do and why we do it, we will start to get that authority piece on LinkedIn. So that is absolutely genius. I love LinkedIn for that. Now, here's where it gets a little interesting. So if done correctly, you can practice what's called social merging. And social merging is a technique is where you mention either like a blog article or a product or service, and then you invite them back to find out more by clicking the link. So the mechanic is called backlinking or social merging. And what that mechanism will do is it will, if people are actually clicking and going to your website to find out more, that mechanism will alert the search engine bots to recognize the relevance of that particular topic. This is also too where you want to make sure that you have the right keywords embedded into your blog that you or your social media content in particular. So can also make sure that it helps the relevance and those website views in particular will help create that searchability from your website, from your topic. So if I'm going to be talking about, oh, well, I'm an herbalist in Auckland, New Zealand. Great. So what does that mean? What kind of keywords are we doing? We're talking about, you know, keywords like, and you want to actually research this. I'm just doing it off my head. But what if you went ahead and you started researching it and you're like, okay, so what are those keywords? How are people finding herbalists in Auckland? Okay, well, they might see natural remedies, stuff like that, phrases like that, herbal remedies, that's another one. So if you type that or you put that into your blog content, then that will start to bring up your website on the top of the search key. So if you're searching on Google, for instance, it will pop up there. So if you do it right and you're able to actually create the relevance to what you're talking about with the right keywords, you will actually bring up your grade, so to speak, and your findability on Google. So that's something that's really good. And you have to kind of be consistent with that. Speaking of consistency, are you consistent? Now, this is the real talk, the real talk. The monsters on Instagram want you to publish a post or a story 1, 2, 3 times a day. So if you think about the average post is about 20, this is from our side, 20 minutes to 30 minutes, where you that is a small business owner, it might take an hour or two just for concept, and then maybe another hour to create it, and then an additional 20 to 30 minutes to schedule it. That's one post. So it just doesn't make any sense that the monsters at Meta would actually want any business owner to do that. They're never on the side of the business owner. And a lot of social media really is wanting that content. You know, they are content monsters. They want to go ahead and grab as much as they can so that their platform is successful. Never mind you and your business. I don't care what you need to do to get their business done. This is their focus. This is how they're looking at people. So, and helping them to get that visibility. Well, the truth is, you can still get the same visibility if you post from 1 to 3 times a week from your business. And that's amazing. That's what we need. That's what we should be doing. It's really just outrageous for them to even think that you could actually do more, like you don't have enough to do. So no businesses, should be able to actually be able to do something like this. I mean, they're asking you to do this as a full-time job. So no business should be focusing on social media or their in-house team that has to do other projects at the same time should really be focused on this. So this is where the support of a social media agency like Social Global Grind can really, really help you. We help establish, first of all, consistency, and we also establish visibility. And that's so important. That is oh so important. We recommend anywhere there 3 times a week plus for any content, and we can help you create that. Usually what we do is we'll get you on a call or we'll have a chat and we'll talk about what are your foundational content pillars, meaning what do you want to be known for? And then we start creating stuff. We even write articles that pertain to keywords to make sure that your visibility is there. So it's a huge process, but we do the process. You guys just tell us what you're all about and then we create it. And videos in particular. Now, if you are doing this on your own as a small business, I have to say, and I don't want to be remiss because this is so important. Videos are looked at longer. So if it meant that your whole feed is about videos, that's amazing because maybe you can just do that one content piece once a week. Awesome. Let's go ahead and get a video. So a people facing video is great, meaning that like I'm doing this here, like if I'm talking about a product or a service, I should be in front of the camera talking about it so that people get it a little bit more. There's a lot of different tactics to get people to stop scrolling and really listen to you. Please don't say stop scrolling. But you want to be able to capture people in the immediate, like first 10, 15 seconds that you're speaking of so they can go ahead and see the video. I would recommend for beginners, don't make the video too long. I would say gauging 30 seconds is amazing. That would be good. Try to do it under 60 seconds. Sometimes it takes a little work. What we do too with our new clients is that we'll go ahead and get the recordings. We have them record themselves on a video, on a camera, and then they send it to us and then we cut it. And that seems to work as well. But if you don't have that, you're like, I don't have time to edit. I don't have time. I need to grab new customers in another way aside from social media. So I just don't have time for that. No problem. So then you go ahead and you start filming and trying to get yourself to do that completion in 30 seconds. So that would be helpful. Also too, you will get better with time. Don't worry. And if you're not, I mean, I probably am with you 1,000% on that. I'm not really comfortable with videos. When I'm doing this now, I'm just looking at the camera. I'm not looking at the actual image because I'm going to go, well, I didn't like my makeup or I didn't like my hair or something about it. Or I said too many ums, like forget about it. Just send it out there. Because what the truth is, even when I talk about it now with clients, if I'm meeting a client for the first time, I show up like this. So people, when they meet with you, they're going to recognize that as the same person or the same thing. It's not overpolished or just perfected or scripted. It's just you. And also too, just a little cheat sheet. I do have my screen up and the blog that I wrote about this particular piece in front of me so that I don't forget to not tell or forget anything that was mentioned in the blog. So let's keep going. Are you engaging in educated social media help for more than 4 months? This is so important. And I'm going to tell you why. So usually when you start social media, you have to make sure you're all on the platforms. You have to make sure that you're on a scheduling program. Then you got to get an app that schedules all the social media. that all the clunky bits for us can take anywhere to 2 to 4 to even 6 weeks. We're successfully putting out a social media campaign for a client. However, they don't fully own their own platform. So we're just making sure that we've transferred ownership and Facebook and making sure they have a LinkedIn account, but it's taken a while and they're quite busy. So for them, I think they're running on 6 weeks for us to not fully get them completed. So think of that. It also slows down the creation process a little bit. We were able to actually meet that expectation. However, we still want to be able to show what the longevity of social media can do. And for those that are asking, I'm a small business. I still get business. I don't think I need social media. Think of social media as the house insurance. Okay. So your house is great. Everything's fine. Plumbing is amazing. And then one day the pipe burst and you don't have any more people coming in to your business because the pipe burst, metaphorically speaking. So what you can do, and COVID has really taught us this, the longevity piece is to just keep going, keep bringing up the brand, keep bringing up the product and service so that when you are able to engage in business, you're there and you show up. Also, too, you may have to pivot in your business. So brand visibility is so important. This is the insurance for that longevity piece in your business. So think of it that way. You want to make sure that you are doing stuff like that, that you're just showing up and being ubiquitous everywhere on all the platforms can be very easy too. We use a tool or an app called later.com, and we come up with one post and we publish everywhere at the same time. So Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, even Pinterest. We also, they also have a scheduling app for TikTok. So you can do a one and done method and that will get you everywhere and anywhere. And it's really important to be that because you never know where your next lead is going to be. I always say to people that are older and established businesses, why do we need to be on TikTok? Because your home influencer, which will be a teenager, will show you, hey, mom, remember how you were saying you needed a chiropractic person? There's one run up the road. There's like Koei Chiropractic here. They're like, there's one right here in Koei Marmar. Awesome. So that means you're findable and you're easy to access. So those type of things. So if you really do it well, you can really show up in ways and spaces where you accrue new clients, even though you may not need them. It's really good to have that wait list happening and be able to invite new people for the business. And then you can have the problem of like, well, we need another practitioner. We're really overbooked. I mean, those are nice problems to have. So think about it that way. Engaging more than 4 months is something that you should be doing just to get that longevity approach. Now, let me give you another point here to give you a benchmark in time. Oh, when I talk a little bit about like the you know, are you engaging an educated social media company? Now, this is where we're talking about getting that proper education behind why we're doing all the social media stuff. We actually do educate. We educate our clients along the way, and personally, I've had the business since 2009. I do have an educator background. I do teach people social, you know, how to everything on social media, and it's really important just to kind of give you again like just a gauge, a benchmark of how long social media has been in our society. It's been 18 years. It's been a long time. So you do want those people that have the background and the education to do all of the bits and pieces when it comes to social media and can explain it to you. It's always a red flag when they're like, great, we can do social media for you. Awesome. We're just going to be right here. We're going to do it for you. And meanwhile, you're like, well, I didn't even know we were posting all of that stuff. You want to be a part of the process. You want to be a part of the collaborative piece so that you can also stand by your social media piece. So it's really, really important. So again, my name is Francesca. If you haven't met before, I'm a Gen Xer and I own the Social Global Grind marketing social media agency. But we also have on our team Gen Z and millennials because we know it's important to have that full spectrum of generation to get fresh and cool ideas. I always think of myself as a strategist and the senior account manager, whereas there are other people in the group that will help produce content and do all the bits and pieces that will make you and your business very visible. So that's kind of how we are set up here. It's really important to have really all ages, all races, everything in here to have that diversified viewpoint, which is really important to us. So so that is key. So that professional social media management and versus the younger person that you may have access to do social media. Now, it's absolutely heartbreaking to us when we see somebody that, you know, usually it's what the scenario is that business owner is completely flat out, really busy, but they need social media. So they assign it to somebody that they know that is younger and they're still not sure exactly what they're doing. They may show it and they may do great. That visibility piece is there, but they're missing stuff like where's the SEO relevance? Meaning how's my business going to be found? If I type in, my practice in Oakland, like how do I get found? So those pieces, those social media pieces, the backlinks that we talked about earlier, the way that we actually do process with social media is usually missing, meaning that we're just hoping that we get viral and that we're seen by enough people so that we can get sales or we can get bookings for our services based on the content that we're providing. Now, that is a hope and a prayer. What we want to be able to do is at the very least to partner that with that findability piece. So when you're typing in, and by the way, people are starting to type in and using social media as search engines. So what does that mean? So you're doing it now. I'm certain that during the lockdown, you went on Pinterest and you typed in, how do I make sourdough bread? You know what I mean? So that is the way that people are looking or are using social media as a search engine. So they're not the only platform that are doing it. Pinterest is not the only one. We're finding people on LinkedIn slowly doing that. We definitely see that on Instagram, and we absolutely are starting to see that on TikTok where people are putting it in. In fact, earlier I was doing the same thing with TikTok, and I went, oh, I wonder what the song Heart of Glass is doing, which is an older song by Blondie. How is that actually ranking on there? And I would just curate rabbit hole situation, right? Adult ADHD, it was happening when I was creating this content and I looked at it and I was like, oh, it's pretty good. And they actually have it in classifications. So I think that's going to be the new future is how we are being found, how we're being searched at. It's definitely a way that you want to think differently and out of the box with your business. How can you bring that conversation forward? So that is almost it. Now, on the blog, I put the link in our show notes, and it's going to be in this video as well. There are some final tips that I would love for you to look at on this blog. I'm going to leave it here. We're going to stop, and we're going to hope that you actually click onto that, look at it, and if it seems like it's something that is quite interesting for you to further on the conversation, I will also have a free link below where you can get a free consultation on how, where, and why to get started. I'm here to help. I really feel like we are the activists for all social media entrepreneurs. You know what I mean? You got a small business, you're not sure where to go. Come check us out. We'd love to help you just to get started. And I hope to see you and hear from you on the next podcast. Okay? Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. Now, before you go, I just wanted to come in here and tell you, I know why you hate social media. That's right. I know that you're busy, and I know that as a small business owner, you have so much going on that there's no way that you can possibly schedule in something else. So you're doing like a lot of people do, including myself. Sometimes I catch myself doing this and I have to stop, but I flick things out there and hope they land. And it's not really thought out. I don't get a lot of engagement when I do that. And I tend to put in more time and effort with my clients and not my own feed, my social media feed. But I have something that's going to help you and our business as well. And it's been proving to be very, very robust and great, and something that we want to share with you. First of all, the first thing that you need to do is sign up for our newsletter, which is called Here's What's Happening. We're very excited that we're launching something that will help small business owners really get a handle on what they need to do in social media. So go to socialglobalgrind.com and sign up now, and we will be able to drip you really tiny and very easy to digest information that you can use for your social media. Hope to see you there.